Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, remember over the weekend, Doran, when Pirates manager Don Kelly said, hey, we're close. And we've had those conversations. How close are the Pirates? And Starkey has argued, well, they're just a game under 500 with Don Kelly. If they added one bat and you extrapolate what they've done under Kelly, now with a bat, they'll be in wild card contention. And I've thought about it. We've talked about their record in one-run games, 14-17, and they've been much better in one-run games under Don Kelly. We've also talked about how they've built really one of the best pitching staffs in all of baseball, and the numbers would back that up. And I've loosely and largely agreed with Joe. Oh, yeah, the Pirates are kind of close. You get them a good bat, they could be right there. You get them two. Oh, yeah. But then Starkey and Zangrilli yesterday went through this roster position by position, and it didn't take very long before I got depressed. Because, yeah, if you think about it on its surface, one bat for a team that plays in all these one-run games, that could be season-changing. That could be franchise-altering. But I started thinking beyond this year, how many positions do they actually have a solution for? Like, how many of these starting spots do you go, oh yeah, we know who the guy is going to be for at least the next couple of years? And man, I think if we play this game, we're going to get depressed. So let's play the game.
Okay,
we got a very fun show planned for you today, but
played it in my head already.
You're playing it in your head.
I played it in my head, but I want to see how close I am to being moved off my my ground here.
Catcher, you've got Henry Davis, Joey Bart, and now, again, on the 60-day IL, Andy Rodriguez. That guy, he's Bo Bennett, damn it. This guy's always hurt.
And bad luck.
It's not his fault. I hate when people talk about injury-prone players. You think the guy wants to get hurt all the time? Like, do we think Joey Bart wanted to get a concussion? No, it's just sometimes you're right. It is bad luck. But I think, as we sit here right now, Joey Bart has had basically no power this year, which is staggering given the way he hit the baseball last year. And you've got Henry Davis that has at times shown flashes, but still is hitting under 200 this year. I don't think right now you could say, yeah, they've got a long-term solution at catcher.
Yeah, that's one position that I was like, maybe I could see the two-headed monster of Bart and Davis moving forward. Maybe. So that's a maybe for me.
I put next to Davis in parentheses, no question mark.
That's exactly how I feel.
Because here's the thing. He has clearly not blossomed into what you would hope a 1-1 overall pick would blossom into. But because he has been playing really good defense, he's fine. Is he a long-term solution? Not yet. But you can play him every day, and at least he's not going to embarrass himself defensively. I'm not saying that that means that Ben Cherington should proclaim victory or that Pirates fans should be excited about it, but a guy who's going to play good defense and occasionally going to hit a bomb, I mean, he's a useful player.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's really trying to polish the turd.
That is. Yeah. That's tough. So let's just say no.
Can I just leave my question mark on there? It makes me feel a little bit better.
Okay.
All right. First base, our guy Spencer Horwitz. It might be too early to make a determination, but even when they acquired him, I think the thought was, well, he'll be an upgrade over what they've had since Josh Bell, but my God, so would Harry Callis be. Early returns, I'm not impressed by this guy, man.
No. Obviously, he got hurt, too. Started
right. And that's a big deal because it's been described as a chronic wrist issue.
Yep.
Is this just something he's going to have to deal with for his career? He's got an OPS plus of 74. That is 26% below league average. His WAR right now is minus 0.1, so he's been actually below a replacement level player so far.
No.
I don't think you can say he's the solution.
No. Nope.
So we're almost 0-2. Oh. Second base.
Yes.
Nicky G.
Yes. I'm going to go yes. Obviously, I'm a big fan.
You've always been a big Nick Gonzalez fan.
Yep.
And what I love about Nick Gonzalez is kind of an intangible, but we've watched him now for a year plus. I mean, he only has 522 career at-bats, so that's basically a full season. There's still a lot of room to grow.
Missed a lot of games this year.
Missed a ton of games this year. And you want to talk about bad luck, dude who gets hurt running to first base after hitting a damn home run.
Yep.
Like, are you kidding me?
Right.
But he's clutch. I have him as a maybe because I still need to see more. But out of the three positions we've gone through so far, yeah, I have the most faith in Nicky G.
Uh-huh.
Shortstop. In parentheses, I put, for IKF, gonna get traded.
Right, not gonna be here.
They do not have a solution at shortstop.
Nope.
At all.
Mm-mm.
They had one, and they said, let's move him to center field. And actually, you made a good point yesterday with John Winter. I think he's playing actually a really good brand of center field right now. Yep. And I think he's only gonna get better.
Yes.
I think we're gonna actually see him play, and I'm throwing a lot of actuallys in there. I think we're gonna see him play all-star level center field.
Yes.
But we'll get to center field.
Mm-hmm.
We're still wallowing in it right now. Shortstop, no. It's Taylor Swift's song. It's a blank space, baby. You might as well write my name. So far, we're going Davis, no, question mark at catcher. First base, Horowitz, no. Nicky G, you say yes. I say maybe. I'm leaning yes. Shortstop, you don't even have a name. There's not even a name to throw out there. You don't even have a damn name.
There's nobody even coming up.
No one coming up.
Nope.
And thank God we're going to get to see Ron Cook's nephew make his season debut today. That guy's not a solution to anything, I don't think, although he's hitting over 400 in June, so hey, fingers crossed. Third base. Key Brian Hayes.
No. Could have been. Could have been a solution.
Man. Another guy chronically injured.
Yep.
But they paid him because he had one good month in the COVID shortened season. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
He had one good offensive month. We all knew he could play great defense. I don't blame the Pirates, honestly, for this one. I don't. You pay him. Worst case scenario is he's a defender. It's not a lot of money. It's a lot of money for them. It's not a lot of money for a third baseman in Major League Baseball. But the guy can't hit. He just can't. There are five players in Major League Baseball that have a slugging percentage lower than 300. Five. That's it. He has the lowest slugging percentage for a Major League Baseball regular. The guy has zero power. I mean, zero at third base.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he's going to be around. I think they should try to trade him. I think on the right team, you play defense at that high a level that maybe there's some value there. You're probably going to have to attach something of value for another team to take him away. But whether it's him or somebody else, the answer is no. They don't have a solution at third base. Left field has been manned by Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier. And for his money, Adam Frazier's actually been good for them this year.
Yeah, and he's been almost like a low-key coach, too, as we heard, even with Henry Davis.
Yeah.
And helping, you know, in certain situations. So, but no. No.
No, that's another Taylor Swift there with a blank space. Jack Sawinski was supposed to be maybe that guy, and he had an OPS in the bigs this year of under 500. I think the ship, as they say, has sailed on him. Center field, we can agree that they have a solution.
Yep.
He has not arrived, Doran. I know you were pounding the table a couple of weeks ago saying he has, but you were terribly wrong on that, and that, I was correct.
That's the opposite. That was you. Yep. I was pounding the table saying that he had arrived, and I told you he didn't, and he hasn't.
He's a very good player, but he's just... he's a little bit better of a version of what he's already been in his major league career. He is inconsistent. He'll carry you for a week. He'll go dormant for 2 weeks. When he carries you now, I think he carries you at a level that he hadn't been previously because he's stealing more bases. But really, he is what he's always been. And so you're right. I said he had arrived, and I think he's very good, but he has not arrived. He definitely hasn't reached his potential.
No.
And he may never reach that full potential.
He'll reach his potential if they get better players around him, too. That can help him.
That is massive. I heard Starkey talking about Paul Goldschmidt yesterday and what he's doing with the Yankees, mm-hmm. and how he could absolutely have been affordable for the Pirates, no question about that. They could have done that. A, he would have needed to want to come here instead of the Yankees, which is a tough sell. But B, I don't think he'd be doing here what he's doing with New York. He'd be a significant upgrade, don't get me wrong, and he's a professional. He would change this lineup.
But he'd be looked at as the guy.
Right. And so the protection in the lineup would not be the same. Like, he's like their fifth or sixth best hitter, which is sickening to me. Right field, I think, you've got a solution in Brian Reynolds, but he's been massively disappointing this year. He has not had the June we're used to seeing, and thus he's been, frankly, bad. He might actually be the dude who is underachieving more than anybody else on this team. For what they're paying him, for what he's done in his career, for him to be putting up the statistics he is frankly unacceptable.
Him or Hayes, yeah.
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 This is very depressing. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Yep.
And then DH, it's Andrew McCutchen, who has been, from a consistency standpoint, without question, their best hitter this year.
Yep.
I put in parentheses, bring him back, question mark. If they had a viable replacement, the answer is no, because he's going to clog it up because he's not going to be able to play the field that much, and you need some versatility there. But unless a better option comes a knocking, if he wants to come back, I think today on June 19th, yep. I'm saying, bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Doran. So we have, at least on mine, we have a no with a question mark. We have a maybe. We have two yeses. For you... with Nicky G included as a yes, he was my maybe, you've got three yeses. So I've argued the last couple of weeks, they are close, you just need a couple of bats. They have seven question marks moving forward in that lineup. Rotation, very good. Bullpen with the young arms, coming together, starting to look very good. The lineup, you have two solutions, two long, quote-unquote-ish term answers. No good. Agree or disagree with our horrific Pirates assessment, 412-928-9370. We had an opportunity to get a special treat today in this Pirates-Tigers series, which there's now going to be a doubleheader, and we don't even get that nice thing. We'll tell you what that is. You can weigh in on our Pirates discussion, 412-928-9370. Of course, the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pirates starting rotation, good. Pirates bullpen looking much better. Pirates lineup? Well, they're not scoring any runs. What's the future hold? Well, it looks very bad. Doran and I just went position by position, and we got three dudes that we think are quote-unquote solutions in what we'll call now the Paul Skeens era. And those are O'Neill Cruz, Brian Reynolds, who's had a bad year, and Nick Gonzalez. That's it. 3 out of 9.
Yep.
And maybe you bring Andrew McCutchen back again next year. We thought it would be a one-year swan song. This would be then his fourth year. But he's been really good for them this year. Probably their best, most consistent hitter. How are you feeling about this? Did that conversation depress you as much as it depressed us? 412-928-9370. You could text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And because this is Pittsburgh, someone text in Fire Tomlin. How are you feeling about this Pirates lineup? Fire Tomlin! God, I love this town. Someone did write in, why not extend IKF? I think he's probably their most tradable non-pitching asset. So I would listen on offers, but yeah, I would consider extending IKF.
Yeah.
He was contending for the batting title last year when he was in Toronto. Then he came here and like everybody else, he caught the disease where you can't hit. But then this year he's reverted back to this form. He has basically no power. Defensively at short, he's not great. He can pick it, but the arm is an issue. But because there's no solution there, yeah, I would absolutely consider it. I have no idea what he would cost.
Yeah, I have zero.
I have zero framework on that.
Hmm.
But if you could pay him $5, $6 million a year for the next 3 years, that's chump change. That's Tommy Pham money. And maybe he'd sign for that. And if he winds up getting pushed out because you acquire, my God, some shortstop in a trade or you pay for one on the free agent market, all right, then he's a $5 million Josh Harrison kind of utility player.
Yep.
So there's not really a downside there, except you wouldn't get a return on a trade for him. But yeah, I'd absolutely consider that. How about Bucks game gets rained out last night, and it was going to be Tarik Skubal against Heaney. And Skubal is, he's basically the left-handed American League version of Paul Skeens.
Sure is.
That dude is a phenom. And last year he won a playoff game and then was talking mad smack in the post-game interview. Like, I love that guy. I love the cut of his jib. He reminds me a lot of Skeens. Well, Skeens was supposed to go today. Well, now you have the opportunity to see Skeens v. Skubal, and they're not doing that for us.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. It bums me out.
I mean, what's their first game? Is that what, 12?
110.
One.
You got Heaney v. Skubal. And then I like this matchup for the Pirates at 540, Skeens versus TBD. I always like it when the other team throws a TBD out there. You feel like you got a shot. I heard Starkey say yesterday he thinks Skubal's going to throw a no-hitter against the Pirates. And it's funny he said that because I had the same thought earlier in the morning. I didn't say it. I should have said it. People are going to think I'm making it up. But if anybody's going to no-hit these Pirates, I guess it could be anybody. But Skubal, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, that could have been the matchup. But I mean, that
I would just love to see it. We don't get much fun for Pirates fans anymore. They've been playing better baseball under Donnie Kelly, and it's fun anytime Skeens takes the mound, but I'd love to watch those guys go head-to-head.
Would it be a situation where they don't want to move Skeens up earlier in the day? I mean, would it come down to that?
Usually the young guy goes in the second game. Like, that's sort of one of these unwritten, unspoken baseball rules, because you don't know how long the first game's going to go, and the rhythm and the routine could get thrown off for that second starting pitcher. But on this team, I think you should treat Paul Skeens as the guy. Like, if one guy should be pitching and follow his routine, I think you should allow for Skeens to be that guy.
Well, I think it's a good play by Detroit, though, because then you get your bang for your buck. You get to see both those guys. You get to keep them through the next game. So, like, people, I don't know.
Think you're right about that.
You know what
that.
I'm saying? Like, you're going to get Skubal at 110, and then whenever the next game is, like 640 or 5 or whatever.
540, yeah.
540. You get to see Skeens. So, that's an all-day event. That's a one-stop shop for Detroit baseball fans.
If we left here at 10...
Four hour drive.
We could get there just in time.
Yep.
You're right, for a Detroit Tigers fan.
Or just a baseball fan, because you probably want to see Skeens too.
You're right.
Yeah.
From an appreciation standpoint, if you're going,
yep,
you get to watch Skubal and then Skeens. That's all day baseball nirvana.
Stuff.
Yeah.
That's all-star stuff.
You could see these two guys face off in the all-star game too. These could be the two starting pitchers. In fact, that's what I would probably bet on right now. You're right about. Should we do it? We getting in Harry's van. We driving to Detroit, taking in these games.
He popped up real quick.
Off tomorrow.
Could we? Maybe.
That'd be fun.
Wait.
We have families. We probably can't, but.
I could probably make it happen.
Oh, great. Now I'm the odd man out. I've committed to something that I thought everyone would say no to. Terrible by me.
That'd be fun.
That would be a blast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How far are we from Detroit?
We can go check
about
out
six
the
six and a half hours.
Check out the Lions facility and stuff.
It's 6.5 hours. It's 4 hours. The hell are you smoking?
It's 4 hours.
Four hours.
4 hours, 18 minutes. Yeah.
My cousin lives up there. My aunt always says that she takes her like 6 hours to get there.
Well, step on the gas.
Made that drive a bunch of times.
Get in the left lane. Get in the fast lane, Grandma. Bingo game's ready to roll. What are we doing here?
Did you know Doran used to play for the Detroit Lions?
Are you asking intern RJ?
No, you.
Yes, I did know that. Do you know what team drafted him?
The Houston Texans, let's baby! Go. Yes!
Texter, think you need to extend IKF, you'd probably get a low-end prospect on the market, find a shortstop, and have him be a true utility player next season. Yeah, I think I'm probably actually leaning that way.
Mm-hmm.
IKF. Harry, break this down for me here. And Doran, I wonder if you've noticed the same thing. IKF is all arms in his swing. He's got a very weird swing to me. Not a weird stance. Like, I can see why he's got no power. It just looks
all
odd
to me. All upper
body, yeah. Yeah, all upper body. Mm-hmm. That's a good way of putting it. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, that's how I used to swing when I was in like Little League, and that's why I couldn't hit for power. I'd always hit line drives. Yeah, I don't know. And
must
maybe
have been
he's
my
not,
problem, too.
How tall is he? He's like 5-something.
I don't know.
I think
yeah,
five,
I don't know.
Five,
I mean, well, the only reason I say that is because usually, like, shorter guys have to have quicker hands.
Yep.
Because they don't have all the
5'11". Yeah.
Yeah. So he's one of the shorter players. So, yeah. I mean, I guess it's just his game. He's shorter, and so you got to have quick hands. And
spray
that's just
the ball
how he makes his money. Yeah. Because even if he tries to do a full body swing, I mean, how much effort does he have to put in every swing to try to even hit for power at all?
Right. So. Yeah. He hits for whenever you hit for contact. In my mind, like you're obviously placing the ball. In my opinion.
Yeah.
And I think that he knows that that's his game. So why even step into and go into another direction of trying to hit for power and using your legs and trying to do something that you know that is very, 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 very infrequent?
He's a throwback player.
Yeah.
Like when he hit his first homer of the season, he looked as surprised as anybody else. He said, whoa!
Right, whoa.
Look at me. 412-928-9370. You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Someone writes in, seems like the Pirates are just hoping to get a dub, so pitch Skeens against the lesser pitcher. Yeah, I mean, I can see that too.
Yeah.
I like our chances against TBD. But you know how that goes. They'll call someone up. He'll be the 27th man because you're allowed an extra roster spot. In a doubleheader, it'll be some guy we've never heard of making his third major league start, and he's going to go out there and twirl six innings and give up two hits and no runs.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how it's gone against Skeens every time he takes the mound this year. All right, coming up next, Jim Bowden of The Athletic, former Major League Baseball general manager. He wrote an article, 6 trades he wants to see. One of them, a Pirates trade. We'll get to that one.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
We come back. Pat Bostic going to be joining us from 7 o'clock until 10. The Ravens added a player that I think a lot of people wanted the Steelers to add. So we'll get to that. ESPN released an all-quarter century team. I think there's some Steelers snubs. I think there's some snubs overall. I think we can have a lot of fun with that. It is list season after all. A report from Jeremy Fowler says that Aaron Rodgers factored in on the decision to trade George Pickens. So a ton of Steelers stuff to get into. But right now, we're reacting to a Jim Bowden article, or I guess column, former Major League Baseball general manager, where he writes about six trades he'd like to see. Now, the Pirates are involved, and you ready to be underwhelmed, Mr. Dickerson?
Of course.
David Bednar, who has figured it out, I mean, he looks much more like his old all-star self now. Jim Bowden says he wants the Tigers to acquire David Bednar. They need some help in the bullpen. And in return, the Tigers would give the Pirates Chris Rodriguez, who is a big-time international prospect. They paid $3 million-plus this offseason to acquire his rights. Doran, he's 17 years old.
Oh, 17. Okay.
I mean, why don't they just acquire my daughter? I'm going to get a kindergartner? I mean, what are we doing here? Huh. If Ben Cherington did that, and he's still the GM, and he's going to be the guy swinging all the deals at the deadline, if he traded a two-time All-Star closer who has regained form for somebody who's not going to make the big leagues until Paul Skenes has probably won a World Series with the damn Los Angeles Dodgers, I will have an aneurysm, man, on the air.
Oh, my goodness.
The word is urgency. I would rather take a lesser prospect, seriously, who is much closer to the big leagues than a big-time prospect who's not going to be here for 3 years. You need to win yesterday. You cannot be acquiring 17-year-olds. Now, I heard Dan Zangrilli say yesterday that maybe Connor Griffin could be a Pirate late next year.
I believe that. The way he's playing now, I mean, that guy is something.
That guy is on a fast track. He is murdering the ball now at high A, you would think.
I think he has like a 1,300 OPS.
He's unbelievable, dude. I mean, he looks the part. It's so early. He looks like it. He looks like a superstar.
He does.
He looks like a superstar. Yep. He hits the ball the other way with authority. He is pulling balls out of the ballpark. He's got a high on base percentage. Does he stick at shortstop? Do they move him to the outfield? Who cares? They need a bat. And if he winds up in Altoona at some point this year, then yeah, maybe he could be fast-tracked to the big leagues and we could see him as early as next season. But I think that's the optimistic's viewpoint. I think we probably don't see him until 2027 and there might be a holdout and all that crap. But we'll see.
You all right?
I'm getting emotional. There's so few Pirates prospects that can actually swing the bat that when we talk about one, it brings tears to my eyes and it brings a lump to my throat.
Whatever happened to Tamar Johnson?
I mean, he's sort of just been fledgling along.
Yeah,
just...
I mean, there was a point, what, a year and a half maybe ago that he was like on fire?
He's the 77th best prospect, or in that range, at least, for Baseball America right now. And he had been a top 30 guy before.
Right.
And, I mean, he's been better this year than he was, and he's dealt with injury, but I can't, right. I'm not doing jumping jacks for that guy. One of our favorite tweeters, Steve Wiles, with the Major League Baseball draft coming up, says that he wants this Ava Arquette dude from Oregon State, and I don't want to get too in the sauce here because no one knows who these guys are. But he's a college shortstop. I mean, that's what we're kind of looking for in the draft, far as I'm concerned. Position players that play college ball that could make an impact quicker. And I think that's the same thing you're looking for in trades here. You're looking for prospects that are knocking on the door, or you're looking for young major league players. But the problem is you don't see a lot of contenders that want to part from assets that are on their roster. So if they're getting guys at the deadline this year that are years away from the big leagues, that is such a fireable offense on top of all the other fireable offenses we've seen. I will lose my mind. Friggin' Jim Bowden. No wonder you're writing now, man, because if you're the general manager and you were running the Pirates right now, oh, we got Paul Skeens. Let's get a 17-year-old.
No, listen. He might be onto something. I mean, that's how they kind of operated.
No, you're right about that.
You know, he's probably saying, this is what the Pirates will do. This is actually what fits what the Pirates might do.
That's been their MO, you're right.
Yeah.
Sickening.
Yep.
All-star pitcher, let's get a 17-year-old. My man can't drink legally. My man is 8 years from renting a car. My guy can't go to an adult mart and buy a porno magazine.
Nope.
17 years old? He's probably playing with Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Trade David Bednar for a 17-year-old. How old's intern RJ?
21.
Oh, he is 21. He told us his birthday's in December.
Yeah, he's 21.
They want to... Jim Bode wants them to trade for a guy who's 4 years younger than our intern? The guy wasn't alive for 9/11. I know that's morbid, but like...
Man, that's when Bechtel was born.
Wasn't he born a month after 9/11?
Yeah.
That is...
crazy to think about.
That is nuts to think about. How old are you, Cal? 25.
26.
Oh, hey!
98, right?
Well, remember Ben Charrington, though, he said at the beginning of the season, we got to keep investing in research and development. So,
this guy's younger than intern Dom. If the Pirates make a trade at the deadline for anybody who is more than half a year away from the majors, I'm going to lose my stuff.
Yep.
I'm going to flip a goose.
Yep.
All right. Lots of NFL talk coming your way. Steelers talk starting at 7 a.m. when Pat Bostic joins us. Coming up next, an old face returning to the city of Pittsburgh. It just hit me. We were talking about famous broadcasters with a high voice off the air because intern Dom is going places in this business and he has a distinctive voice. I'm not making fun of him. That's just a fact. If you wanted to deepen the voice, you could do what I did in college. You could smoke a pack of cigarettes a day. Bad for your long-term health, could be good for the career. Maybe he could be like the Hockey Night Punjabi guy there.
Yep.
Voice cracks, gets very high. There's another reason why we played the clip, not just to kind of poke some fun at our friend intern Dom, who I believe is actually filling in for Harry tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. What about next week?
I have no idea who's doing next week.
Okay.
Charlie Borges is on Monday, I want to say, and Dom is Tuesday through Friday.
Oh, how about that? Little intern Dom.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the end for me, I guess.
Because, yeah, Wally Pip.
Yeah.
He could pip your ass.
What?
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by Style Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. It is now official. Nick Bonino is going to be added to the Penguins coaching staff. So a nice move there.
Yes.
He was always a cerebral hockey player. I think that was his defining characteristic, at least far as I'm concerned. And hopefully he can help some of these younger Penguins players. I just saw Elliot Freeman, who's like the Canadian version of Adam Schefter, but for hockey. He said, every team in the Eastern Conference right now is actively trying to get better. All the rumors he's heard, except for the Penguins.
Right.
Which is great. I mean, that's what they should not be trying to get better. They're not close enough to push some chips into the middle of the table, so you might as well suck and hope you can luck your way into Gavin McKenna. So I have no problem with that. I also met somebody yesterday who listens to the show, Doran.
Oh, yeah?
A man named Dan.
Okay.
I was at a farmer's market in Mount Lebanon.
Muse?
It was not Dan Muse.
Oh.
No, that would have been awesome. That would have been great. No, a guy named Dan, who people should check it out. They got great Alaskan jerky. How about this? The Alaskan Wild Salmon Company.
Oh.
So he came over. He said, are you Adam Crowley? I said, yes, sir, I am. And I always brace for contact at that point. Like he's going to punch me in the face or something. And he said, I'm a big fan, but not as big of a fan as my son is of your guys' show. I was like, oh, that's awesome. He said, yeah, my son yesterday was asking me about throat goats.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I was like, oh, he's probably like a high schooler, right? He's like, no, fifth grade.
Oh my
God. So we're molding young minds.
You are molding young minds.
Honest mistake. I thought that's what Joey Chestnut was called.
Oh my goodness. Look, see.
So we do got to be careful, Doran. I need you to clean it up a little bit around here.
I mean, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. There have been like several terms and phrases you haven't quite understood
right
in our time on the show now that I think about it, and that's... That's up there.
That is up
there.
I
think that might be Mount Rushmore of things I've screwed up.
Yep.
Because I did Urban Dictionary it, and it's probably not something I should be saying.
No.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Starkey said yesterday he thought the Pirates could get no hit by Tarek Skubal, who's one of the best pitchers in all of Major League Baseball. He's the reigning AL Cy Young winner. And if the lineup the Pirates posted yesterday before that rained out game is any indication of what they're going to do today, I'm setting the over-under at 2.5 hits for the Bucks.
Yeah.
Because we know O'Neill Cruz has struggled mightily against lefties this year. He was not in the lineup. Brian Reynolds is on paternity leave. Here's what they were going to throw out there last night. Nick Gonzalez leading off, Andrew McCutchen, Joey Bart, Alexander Canario, Key Brian Hayes, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Jared Triolo, Tommy Pham, and Billy Cook.
Oh, man.
If that's the lineup they throw out there today, over under 2.5 hits.
Under.
I think I'm going under.
Yeah, under. They'll have one hit. It'll be IKF.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I would not play, I don't know, I'm torn. I don't think I'd play O'Neill Cruz either. Like, what's he going to do against Skubal? He's been terrible against lefties. Now you've got this flamethrower. The guy throws 100 miles an hour from the left-handed side. Like, you're not getting a hit.
No.
I'd rather see Nick Gonzalez in the leadoff spot. But that is a lineup right. You got Alexander Canario, who's your cleanup hitter. Yeah, Billy Cook. Good luck, Ron's nephew. Do you think there's any relation there?
I think Billy Cook has an E on his name.
No, no E.
There's no E? Okay. No, there's no relation.
No. All right. Coming up next, the Ravens, who already had a good secondary, have now added a piece that could wind up improving them significantly. They're sort of taking a flyer on a guy. Should the Steelers have made this deal? Is the guy that they signed better than Darius Slay? How are we feeling about the Steelers secondary? I wanted to talk about the NFL quarter century team to start off the 7 o'clock hour, but we know Bostic will not be here on time.
Correct.
Yeah. So we'll get into the newsy elements coming up next. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.